Hello, and welcome to the Roving Social Worker Podcast. My name is Jay, and today I want to talk about identity. But first, what is identity? Well, any social work student from bachelor's to master's to doctoral level has probably had to answer this question in a reflective journal, or perhaps in an autoethnographic paper for a cultural diversity class. By the way, that was one of my most favorite assignments. We all know there's professional identity, part of why a good internship is needed to promote that social work specific identity, and then we also have our own individual personal identities. Now, I've had this say, we'll call it a debate with other professionals about how much non-professional identity we should or can expose. There are things you don't want an employer to know or see. However, the internet is a wild and strange thing. Social media and Google searches have made it increasingly easier to obtain information about one's future employee or a client's new provider of care. The terrifying part about that last thing is that if a client is angry with you or obsessive or just plain curious, it's not hard for them to find a picture of your kid, learn your partner's name, or see that obscure 2006 keg stand picture from your undergrad. A big issue for me, my identity, is outing myself and the continuous outing of me by others. What I mean by this is I am publicly not heterosexual. But every time I say it, I may be outing myself to a potential employer, a colleague who may want to work with me on something, and of course the people I work with, my clients. I don't categorize myself within this seemingly standardized gender binary of male-female. I exist somewhere outside that, and I often just refer to myself with this umbrella term queer. It took me 32 years to be comfortable in saying it, let alone advertising it on the internet. But I've been questioned about how being visibly queer affects my rapport with clients and in professional relationship. Well, to illustrate that, here's a story from my master's program about 8 years ago. When I was searching for my clinical internship, my resume had been submitted by the university and not myself. They did this kind of as a standard. While that's nice, there's also room for human error on their end. The error in this event was the wrong resume had been sent to this clinical internship site. This was a resume that purposely highlighted my work with LGBTQI community members, with some of my volunteer work being, well, unconventional. You see, my first internship was at an LGBTQ drop-in center for teens. The agency site Googled my particular volunteer work and followed up with a nasty email telling me how unprofessional it was to be a part of that group. However, in the next sentence, I was asked when I could interview. I was floored. The irony in that agency's social worker's email was that particular chapter of that nonprofit that was actually international had been founded by a few MSWs, with other social workers joining later. That nonprofit destigmatizes an issue within the community, my community, while promoting safe sex and advocating for equality and equity. It was one of the most diverse chapters internationally, exposing me to the spectrum of LGBTQ, as well as supportive allies. At 24 years old, I knew I would not be a good fit for that agency, and I decided that if that is the response of an organization, I don't think I really need to be there. So we know our clients can find us. We know employers will find us online. We know we need to be careful about our online persona, but what if part of your identity is something that could upset others? What do you do? Do you hide your true self from others, potentially losing authenticity? Do you lie? Do you attempt to pass? Do you find yourself in a niche? This week, I'm going to look at how difficult it is to have multiple identities that go against institutionalized and cultural beliefs, and how we can embrace those identities as social workers in our advocacy. Until next time, friends and travelers, this ends today's segment of the Roving Social Worker Podcast. And as always, travel well and keep on traveling.